Hello,
hi, I am Alex of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we are listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. So, to begin with, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, we are.
Okay, thank you. And in which county do you currently reside?
Cameron County.
Okay, I do understand. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No, we're all retired. My wife and I retired.
Oh, okay, I do understand. And do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay, thank you so much. And next question. Thank you so much for helping me with this survey. Let's move forward to the next question. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidate have you tended to vote for most often? Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
Mostly Republican.
Mostly Republicans. Okay, I do understand. Next one. On a scale from 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general election for President and Congress.
Very interested.
It will be a 10, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And next one, on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Probably, well, with a strong religious tendency.
Okay.
But I think that controls us as much as anything.
So you do feel somewhat conservative, right?
Yes.
Okay.
More Republican than Democrat.
Okay, I do understand. Thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group. If so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, please tell me so. Okay, the first person is Morgan Lamantia. Do you have a strong positive opinion, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or a strong negative?
I didn't hear the question.
Don't worry, I can repeat it to you. Yeah. Okay. Now I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of the name of that person, and if so, if you have a positive or a negative opinion of them. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, the first person is Morgan Lamantia.
Repeat that.
Morgan Lamantia. If you have never heard of that person, you can tell me.
Never heard.
Okay, thank you. The next one is the Democratic Party. Do you have a strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or a strong negative opinion on them?
Relatively negative.
Okay, somewhat negative, right? Okay, next one, Adam Hinojosa.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Next one is Donald Trump.
Good opinion.
A strong positive opinion, right?
Strong positive vibe.
Okay. Next one is Greg Abbott.
Who?
Greg Abbott.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay, don't worry. Never heard of that person. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Fairly negative.
Fairly, somewhat negative. Okay, thank you. The next one is the Republican Party.
Very positive.
Somewhat positive or strong positive?
Strong positive.
Thank you. And the other one is Dan Patrick.
Who?
Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick. Oh, I think yeah. It's okay.
Somewhat positive, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next question. If the election for president of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Kamala Harris, a Democrat, Donald Trump, a Republican, Oliver Chase, a Libertarian, Jill Stein, a Green Party.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay, thank you so much. Next one. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Colin Albrecht, a Democrat, Ted Brown, a Libertarian, or Ted Cruz, a Republican?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz. Thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. For which one of the following candidates will you vote if in the election for a state senate from this part of Texas? Morgan Lamantia, a Democrat, Robin Vargas, a Green Party, or Adam Hinojosa, a Republican?
Adam Hinojosa.
Okay, thank you so much. We have a couple of questions more. Remember that your opinion is very important for us. I am very grateful that you're helping me with this. Next question. Do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
You know, I don't have an opinion on that.
Okay. No worries. Okay, next one. Now I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for a state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Okay? Here is the first statement. Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race and gender theory and bring sanity back to our school policies.
Well, very likely to vote for him. Was that the answer?
Okay, yeah. Much more likely to vote for him,
much
right?
Much more likely, yes.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Morgan Lamantia supports boys competing in girls' sports.
He does. Boys and girls, I don't support that.
Okay, so it makes you somewhat less likely to vote or much less likely, or it doesn't have a difference for you?
Much likely not to vote for him.
Okay, much likely. Next one. Morgan Lamantia opposes stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
I don't have an opinion on that.
Okay, no opinion. Don't worry. Next one. Morgan Lamantia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
Well, I don't have an opinion on that.
No opinion, okay. It doesn't make a difference to you, right?
Right.
Okay. Next question. Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
Does she support building the wall or not?
She opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry and has opposed numerous border security measures.
Oh, I wouldn't be for her at all.
Okay, so does that make you much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
More likely to vote for her, right?
Now, that's the one that doesn't want to build the wall or does?
No, she opposes to do that.
I won't vote for her.
Okay, much less likely to no vote. Next one. Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
Oh, I'm likely to vote for him.
Okay, much more likely. Thank you. Next one. Adam Hinojosa supports continuing to increase the homestead exception so homeowners' property taxes can be reduced.
You know, I don't understand that one. I'll think more. Okay.
If you want, I can read it to you one more time. Okay, I will read it to you one more time. Don't worry. Adam Hinojosa supports continuing to increase the homestead exception so homeowners' property taxes can be reduced.
Oh, I'd be glad to reduce taxes for anyway.
Mm-hmm. So it makes you much more likely to vote, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you so much. We are just about to finish. Allow me just a few minutes more. Of course, remember that all your answers are very helpful for us. So, next statement. Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police.
I would be for him if he doesn't want the police to be defunded, does he?
Let me check. He's a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police. Yeah.
Okay,
so
strong support.
A strong support. Much more likely to vote for him. Okay.
More likely.
Next one. According to Newses, County records, Adam Hinojosa's restaurant had been inspected 3 times and inspectors found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
You know, I don't understand the question, so I'll have more time to look at that.
Okay, don't worry. Let me read back to you. According to Nueces County records, Adam Hinojosa's restaurant, where people go to eat, had been inspected 3 times, and inspectors found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
I wouldn't be in favor of him. I don't know why.
It doesn't make a difference for you, right?
Well, I guess I really didn't understand the question.
It's not a question. I'm reading you a statement, and the question is...
Mm-hmm. I know what you're doing. Go ahead and read it again.
Okay, don't worry. I will read it to you. According to Nueces County records, Adam Hinojosa's restaurant, where people go to eat, had been inspected 3 times, and inspectors found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls. It's like the restaurant from this person has been inspected 3 times, and the inspectors in those 3 times found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls in an unclean state, the restaurant.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. He might be put on probation, and if he cleans it up, then I'd be different. If he doesn't, then kick him out. So I don't know.
It doesn't make a difference to you, right?
As long as they're going to inspect him.
Okay, so it makes you much less likely to vote or much more likely?
Less likely.
Much less likely. Okay, thank you so much. Next one. Adam Hinojosa has tax liens filed against his business for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. Does that make you much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Morgan Lamantia is in favor of sexually explicit performance, including drag queen shows in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual questioning queer advocacy group.
Not likely at all.
Much less likely to vote for her. Okay.
Not likely at all. Much less.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one. Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plants in Texas.
What's the limit? Gas in Texas? Natural gas?
Natural gas, yes.
Limit natural gas? She wants
yes,
to limit
Morgan Lamantia. Morgan Lamantia.
I wouldn't like her at all.
Okay, much less likely to vote for her. Thank you. Let me check the next one. Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against Weinstein's insurance rate increases. But when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
I'll just have to decide that one later.
Okay. You are insured, don't worry. Next one. Morgan Lamantia opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
Well, I think they need to set bail, high bail.
Mm-hmm. So does that...
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Can you bring this to a conclusion? I'm getting awful tired.
I do understand. Just allow me a few minutes of your time. We're about to finish. I understand that this is taking a lot, but remember that we appreciate your time, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So let's move forward. Morgan Lamantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business.
Not likely to vote for her.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent lives and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better and more accessible health care for our mothers and children.
That's probably a good thing.
Okay, much more likely to vote for him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Morgan Lamantia voted against ballot security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that will confirm a voter's residence in order to vote.
Yeah, I don't understand the question. She against?
Yeah, yeah. Morgan Lamantia voted against ballot security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that would confirm a voter's residence in order to vote.
Oh, I think there ought to be a lot of security, so I guess she's against that. So I wouldn't be for her, for him.
So does that make you much more likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Adam Hinojosa supports our state efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs in our communities.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Don't worry. Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and guard in our communities. It means that he wants to erase these criminal organizations and gangs.
He wants to erase the criminal organizations
yes.
and guns?
Yes.
Oh, I would be fast. He's all against guns.
Mm-hmm. So does that make you much more likely or much less likely?
Probably neutral. I'll have to look at it.
No difference. Okay, thank you. Next one. To prepare high school...
I'm going to do two more questions. Because I told you I'm very tired, and you've gone on a lot longer than I thought you would. So go ahead and give me two more questions, and then I'm going to hang up.
We have a couple questions more in this survey, and I do understand that this is taking too long. But don't worry about that. We are just about to finish, and of course, all your answers are very important for us, and this survey is really important because we are collecting data to understand what people need and improve this country.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Two more questions.
Morgan Lamantia opposes removing judges who do not follow the law for settling bail for violent offenders.
She doesn't want to set bail for
violent offenders. Criminals.
Setting bail for them?
Yeah.
Does she want to set bail or doesn't want to?
She opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
I'm going to have to think about that one.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay.
Don't worry. Abortion supporter Morgan Lamantia is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn.
She's for the right to life for the unborn?
She's an abortion supporter.
Oh, she's well. I'm against her.
Okay, much less likely. And I do know that we have two of these questions, but we have a couple of questions more. I understand that you are tired. Would you all helping me and this research to ensure that we complete our databases? So, if you allow me for a few more minutes of your time, I will be grateful for that.
I can't give you a few more minutes, maybe one or two more minutes, but that's about it.
Yeah, but we have a couple more of questions in the way. So
go ahead and give me the question.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it. Next statement. Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families.
Well, I'm for that.
Okay, much more likely. Next one. Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area.
Well, I like that.
Okay, much more likely, right?
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Morgan Lamantia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a chartered school.
I don't know. I'd have to study that.
Okay, don't worry.
You know, I said two more questions and we've already gone past that.
Yeah, I do know that. As I mentioned it to you, we have a couple more of questions on the way. So that's the reason I'm telling you that this is important for us. Your opinion is really important for our research. And I will be glad if you allow me a few minutes of your time.
Well, I've already done that. So, I'm ready to quit. Please.
Just allow me 5 minutes more of your time.
No, I don't have 5 more minutes. I don't have 5 more minutes.
Just keep in mind it will only take a few minutes more.
No, I can't. I'm worn out. I'm worn out. I've been on the phone. I'm tired. I'm old. I don't want to hang up on you, but I will hang up on you. I'm going to watch my watch, and if it's, I'm going to give you one minute, I'm going to watch. If that hand gets around over there to the other side, I'm going to just hang up because you've worn me out.
I do understand. I just wanted to tell you that your opinion is very important for us, since we can hear directly from the people what problems are affecting our communities. That is the reason of this survey, and I will be glad if you allow me just few minutes more of your time. So
nope.
Let's move forward.
Nope, I told you I would not allow you for any more time. In fact, this phone's going to get, that thing's going to get up there at the top, and then I'm hanging it up. And I've enjoyed talking to you, but I'm very tired, so I'm so tired I'm going to drop my phone, I'm afraid. It's going to make a lot of noise, but I'm not going to drop it, I'm just going to hang it up. Okay?
I do understand. Yeah, I do understand.
Okay. Well, God bless you. Bye.
Bueno.